You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
We are in our series, a brand new series, and we entitled this Hark. Okay, for some of you here, again, you all know that this is Christmas season already. And syempre, bakit po Hark? Of course, meron pong kanta yung Christmas song natin, Hark the Herald. It means to say, when we say Hark, it means to say to listen, okay? Or to lend ear, and in fact, to attend to what is being uttered. Ibig po sabihin, pag sinabi po nating heart, there is something that God wants to tell us and we need to listen, not just hear, but listen because something is very important that would definitely change our lives. Kaya nga po, of course, another meaning of heart is to observe or obey. Kaya po, for the next 4 weeks of this series, makikita po natin kung paano po tayo talaga, you know, it would be easy for us to hear, but you know, listening is a very different thing. Na kailangan po nating mapakinggan talaga. Ano po ba ang sinasabi ng Panginoon, lalo na po dito sa season natin, ngayong Christmas season. And, you know, meron po akong tinignan sa Google. In fact, there are different kinds of feeling, lalo na po pag parating po ang Christmas. Pag yung iba po, yung mga, minsan may mga iba na mga malalamig pa ang Pasko. Okay, yung hanggang ngayon, grabe, magpapasko na, wala pa rin siya. Diba? Lahat sila, may asawa na ako, single pa din. Lord, ano nangyayari sa mundo? Mga tipong ganon. Yung iba naman, parang, eto na naman, Pasko na naman, stressful na naman to. Marami na ng mga kailangan na puro palabas na naman to. Meron po ako na tinanong minsan, anong gusto mong matanggap itong Pasko na to? Ano yung gusto mong gift na matanggap mo? Sabi niya po sa akin, eraser. Single po to, eraser. Sabi niya, bakit eraser? Para mabura na lang lahat ng sakit. Ano po yun? Hashtag hugot po yun. Eraser hugot. So, ibig po sabihin niya, lahat ng mga heartaches, lahat ng mga pain, gusto niya eraser na lang. Para erase na lang lahat. To start all over again. Okay? And sabi po, may narinig pa ako, yung Pasko daw, parang, yung pagmamahal daw nung mahal niya is parang 13th month. So parang nawawala agad. Diba? Parang ganun po yung 13th month natin. May mga bonus. Pagka-receive mo, kinabukasan, wala na. Hindi mo alam kung saan na napunta, diba? But nevertheless, you know, this is the season that we are, for some are joyful, but for some, this is quite a challenge. Okay? Kaya nga po, merong mga kantang katulad po nito.
Sana ngayon, Pasko,
para po sa mga single to. Yun. Ito po, yung mga iba po yung mga single dito, sana ngayong Pasko, no? Maalala ka naman niya. Okay? Or, yung iba naman po, ganito yung kanta.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day,
last Christmas lang, I gave you my heart. Pero ngayon, tinapon mo. Diba? So, para talagang, for some, madugo po. Pagka-season na to, ito na naman, naaalala ko na naman, December 25, binrate niya ako, yung mga tipong ganon. So, pero yung iba naman po, masaya naman po. Okay? Now, that's what we're gonna talk about. That might be funny, but, you know, I believe the Lord has something to tell us today, this very afternoon. And we need to take heed of this word, hark, for us to listen and observe and obey what God has in store for us. And we're going to look at the book of Luke. I'd like to invite every one of you to stand on your feet. Again, we're going to read from chapter 1, verse 5. It says here, in the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were upright in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly. Can you say that with me? Blamelessly. They were upright. Mag-asawa po sila, Zechariah and Elizabeth. In verse 7, but they had no children, because Elizabeth was barren and they were both well along in years. It means to say, may edad na po sila. Baog po si Elizabeth at pareho po sila may edad. That is why they can't have a son. And then in verse 8, once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot according to the custom of the priesthood to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from birth." And then in verse 16, "Many of the people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit of the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." This is the word of the Lord for all of us. Can we just pray? Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We pray, Lord God, that you would just open our hearts, Lord, that we may receive your message. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you would take away, Lord, any hindrance, any doubts, any spirit of unbelief, Lord. But may we focus on you, Jesus. May we put our attention to you, Lord. No one else, Lord God, deserves the glory and honor, but it's all you. It's all about you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Bless the preaching of your word. May you increase and I may decrease, Lord God. May you be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. 2 days ago, I was searching in preparation of this message. I was searching about ano po ba yung mga nararamdaman ng tao, lalo na pag parating po yung Pasko. And what are they anticipating? Ano po yung mga hinihintay nila or ano na yung mga ina-expect nila? And it's interesting that, you know, one of the top reasons or one of the top things that they are expecting is yung long line po. Pagka nagwi-withdraw ka, di ba? Dahil marami ang pera, maraming pera ang tao ngayon, may 13th month, may bonus, may sweldo pa. So yung mga ATM daw, punong-puno ang linya. Minsan naabutan ka pa na wala ka nang i-withdraw. Okay? So yun po yung isang ina-anticipate nila. Hindi lang po yun, of course, yung traffic. Sino na po sa inyo dito nakapunta ka na ng Divisoria, nakapamili ka na ng mga pangregalo? Okay? So, doon po sa Divisoria, usually pag ganitong season, traffic. So, ito po yung mga tao na ina-anticipate na nila kung ano yung mangyayari, lalo na kapag season na to. Yung iba naman, lalo na sa mga babae, yung mga weight. Yung mga, syempre, ang dami mong kinakain. Yung iba talagang ina-anticipate nila yung mga, ano ba, madadagdagan ba yung timbang ko? Anako, kailangan ko na naman mag-exercise. Kaya nga po, pag January, talagang yung mga gym daw po, punong-puno eh. Kasi masyado nagiging conscious ang mga tao sa weight nila. So ito po yung mga bagay na ina-anticipate ng mga tao, mga ina-expect nila. But you know, thinking about this, I realized that there are some of us, I hope, my prayer is that hindi, wala po dito yon, that we are anticipating fear and stress, or we are expecting, oh, wala namang mangyayari ngayong Pasko. Okay? You know, it's like a tug of war. Alam nyo po yung tug of war? Sino po nakakaalam ng tug of war? Hindi ko na po inabutan yun eh. Puro ano na po kami, teki na po kami. So, yung tug of war po, ito explain ko lang po sa inyo. Ito po yung parang naghihilahan. Okay? Now, this is actually the feelings of many of us, especially dito po sa Pilipinas. You know, we know on the other side of the rope, we know that there is a promise of God. You know, we believe that the Lord made a promise to each one of us. And we believe that the Lord is faithful and He will give it to us according to His timing and according to His purpose. But on the other side of the rope, there is what we call fear. We are afraid of what if? wala na naman ako ngayon Pasko. What if hindi ko pa rin ma-receive yung pinagpe-pray ko even last January prayer and fasting until now December, wala pa rin yung pinagpe-pray namin. You know, maybe you are here today, you are married, and you are believing for a son, you are believing for a daughter, you are believing for children. But until now, you don't see God's answer. But you know, on the other side of the rope, there is God's promise in you. But you know also, this is reality. Are you still here with me? This is reality that on the other side of the rope, somehow, Lord, mangyayari pa ba? Lord, I know that you have a promise, but Lord, when will I see that promise coming to pass? Lord, when will I see that my parents are healed, that my parents are restored, that our family is okay? When will I see that? Makikita ko pa ba yon, Lord? Lord, makakatapos pa ba ako ng pag-aaral? Will I see that? I know that you have a promise, but it's a tug of war. Now, the question is, could it be possible to still trust God? Even we are in a situation where we see reality, but we also know that God has promised for us eternally. Could it be possible? And now you would tell me, maybe this is your first time, you would tell me, you know, madali sa yung sabihin that God has a promise, but you don't know what I'm going through right now. Maybe I don't know. But one thing's for sure, that God made a promise, not just to me, but for every one of us here. Can you say amen? But you know, that the reality is, may problema ako eh. May kinakaharap akong problema. Kaming mag-asawa, may problema kami. Kaming mga, sa mga anak ko, may problema kami. Sa trabaho ko, sa negosyo ko. You know, we have problems. And I'm telling you, that's real. Ito yung nakikita natin. But what could we learn from the life of Zechariah and Elizabeth? And I hope that this would really transform our hearts, that this would really transform our minds, our thoughts, even our faith of who God is. You know, just to give you a bit of a context, a background of this time, this is the angel Gabriel spoke to Zechariah. By the way, it should be noted that from the time of Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, until the time of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, four different books in one gospel written, okay, there was 400 years of silence. Ibig po sabihin, from the time of Malachi, there was no prophecy, there was no dream or vision or miracle. Happened. Ibig po sabihin, tahimik po ang Panginoon. Hindi po nangusap kahit na kaninong propeta. Wala pong binigay na panaginip, walang revelation. And then, all of a sudden, here comes Luke chapter 1, God's silence, you know, lasted only that time, and then he used Gabriel, his angel, to speak in the life of Zechariah. Now, ito naman pong si Zechariah, you know, during that time, there were about 18,000 to 20,000 priests in Israel, all across Israel. And, you know, if you will be chosen to burn incense, then that would be once in a lifetime. Privilege po yun. Kaya po yung binasa po natin kanina that when they casted lots, namili sila kung sino ang mag-offer ngayon ng burnt incense, yung lot po napunta po kay Zechariah. And that is once in a lifetime experience. Now, not to mention that Zechariah and Elizabeth, again, yung binasa po natin kanina earlier verse 5, 6, and verse 7, they were upright and blameless. It means to say they devoted themselves to God and they were righteous. But at the same time, over the years that they're married, I believe they've been praying for a son. I believe that they've been kneeling down before God and telling God, asking God, Lord, when will you give our son? When will you give us a child? And then here comes the promise that we could see, Lord, ito na yon. And that's what we're going to learn from the life of Zechariah and Elizabeth. Ano po ba ang gusto nung sabihin sa atin ng Panginoon ngayong hapon na to? Let me just lead you and guide you. Again, first of all, let me just say this, that we need to believe that God is involved in our situation. Whether you accept it or not, I'm telling you, God is involved in your situation. I don't know what happened in the past. I don't know what's about to happen. But I'm pretty much sure that God is involved in your ups and downs. Kahit na ano po ang nangyayari sa buhay natin, God is involved in our situation. Now, let me just read in verse 8. It says here, once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot according to the custom of the priesthood to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. You know, we could see here that God was involved in Zechariah's personal life. You know, he was praying for a son. God gave him a son in the name of John the Baptist. Do we know John the Baptist? John the Baptist po, siya po yung, he was beheaded. And he was the one who prepared the way for the coming of the Messiah. And that is our Lord Jesus Christ. God was involved even from the time that they were married. They were together. They've been praying for a son, and probably Zechariah thought when he was burning incense, you know, maaring hindi niya na nga napag-pray itong, Lord, bigyan mo naman kami ng anak, ang tagal na namin nagpe-pray. But he was praying, he was interceding in behalf of Israelites. But yet, he never realized that all throughout this time, God was involved in his life and his wife's, and in their marriage. He was praying for a son. God gave him John. He was praying for, you know, Lord, basta isang anak lang. Pero makikita po natin kung ano po ang plano ng Panginoon. Hindi lang po sa pamilya nila, even sa buhay ng anak nila na si John. You know, God, we could also see that God was involved in the affairs of the Israelites. Imagine there was 4,000 years of silence. Tahimik po talaga. Wala pong narinig mula sa Panginoon. But yet, God was involved during that time. He knew that, you know, people need a Savior, and that is in the person of Jesus Christ. And before that happens, kailangan po, meron po siyang isusugo. Meron po siyang tao na pinili, that is John the Baptist. Now, when we put this in our situation, yes, probably you say this is from the time of Zechariah. But you know, how about in my situation right now, what about me? You know, I don't think that God is involved in my situation. You know, I've been, maybe some of us here, we felt like we were, somebody took advantage of you. Maybe in business, or maybe, I don't know, or maybe someone hurt you or caused pain in you. And probably you are saying, you are thinking, Lord, are you still involved in my affairs? Lord, are you still involved in what I'm going through right now? There's pain, there's bitterness. Are you still involved? Lord, involved ka pa rin ba talaga sa pamilya namin? Don't you know that our family is not doing okay? Are you still involved, Lord? Or maybe if you are a student, maybe you're asking, Lord, I've been in school for so many years. Well, I don't know. Baka yung iba po sa inyo dito, estudyante, ayaw mo nang graduate. Mahal mo talaga yung alma mater mo, no? Mga 10 years, 20 years ka na. Diba? May problema tayo doon. Don't ask God. Ask yourself. But probably the delay that is causing you to stay longer in your college years or your high school years probably is finances. Lord, are you still involved? Hindi ako makagraduate because of finances. We lack finances. My parents cannot provide for me. Lord, hindi matustusan ng magulang ko ang pag-aaral namin. Lord, are you still involved? Or maybe some of us here, we're still questioning God, we're still doubting God. Lord, talaga bang kaya mo pampagalingin ang nanay ko, ang tatay ko? Are you still involved? Lord, do you know what we're going through right now? Do you know? Do you even care that we are not okay within the family? Lord, kanina lang nagkasagutan kami ng mag-asawa. Nagka-problema kami ng anak ko. Lord, are you still involved? Or I will just take this as it is. Lord, ganito na lang po yun. There is a tug of war. You know, on the other side of the rope, you know that God promised that He will restore the relationship of your family. That God promised that He will provide for you. That God promised that He will heal you. But on the other side of the rope, still, Lord, parang imposible na yan. Antagal na. I've been praying for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Lord, I cannot see things happening. There's a tug of war. Are you still involved? But I'm telling you, I hope, my prayer today is that we will never doubt God's faithfulness because He is in control. He is sovereign. You know, tatlong bagay po ang marireceive natin when we pray. When we ask God. Una po sa lahat, yes. If it's God's will, if it's God's timing, definitely wala po makakaharang sa Panginoon. He will definitely say yes. If you're praying for something and then He said, yeah, it's a yes. Now, it will happen. But there will be time you need to understand that God's answer is no. And you need to accept it. Maybe some of you here, baka naman nagpe-pray ka, Lord, gusto ko siya mapangasawa. Eh yung gusto mo, may asawa na palang iba. Definitely, God will say, tell you no. And there will be answers that we don't want to hear. And there are times that God will tell us, no, it won't be good for you, my son, my daughter. And there are times that God's answer is, wait. Just hold on. I'm still doing something in you. I'm still doing something about about the people around you. But the question is, are we in 100% sure that, Lord, I know that You are with me and never against me? Believe that God is involved in our situation. Not just that, believe that God hears our prayers. God hears your prayers. You know, pinakikinggan po ng Panginoon ang panalangin natin. In verse 13, let me read this. Verse 13, but the angel said to him, do not be afraid. By the way, because of 400 years of silence, kaya po, ganun na lang po ang takot ng mga tao kapag po may nag-appear na angel. Because they have this connotation that when an angel appeared, ibig po sabihin may judgment. Pero yung nag-appear po si Gabriel, sinabi niya po agad kay Zechariah, do not be afraid. It means to say, the angel was saying to Zechariah, hark, listen, I have good news to tell you. Do not be afraid. And then, he went on saying, your prayer has been heard. Your prayer has been heard. And then in verse 14, let me jump in verse 14. But he will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. Talking about John, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit from birth. You know, Zechariah was just praying for a son. He didn't realize that his son will become, a messenger of the good news of the salvation of the Father Himself. He was just praying for a simple, Lord, ito lang. Di ba yung marami po sa atin dito, Lord, bigyan mo lang ako ng Lord, pandesal lang. Bigyan mo lang ako ng pandesal. But how many of you believe that God is so good, He will not just give you, you know, that kind of bread, pandesal? But you know, minsan iniling po lang po natin sa Panginoon, Lord, Lord, pandesal lang, Lord. Okay na kami. But what if God wants to give you quarter pounder, double cheeseburger with fries on the side? Grabe to. Ganun po ang nangyari kay Zechariah. He was just praying for a son. He never realized that God has a better plan for him and for his son. Hindi lang po nila naisilang si John, pero naging daan pa po si John para sa Messiah. You know, minsan ito po yung iniisip natin, Lord, ito lang. Hindi, merong plano pa ang mas maganda ang Panginoon sa atin. Lord, nagpe-pray lang naman ako, Lord, trabaho lang, bigyan mo lang ako trabaho. Hindi, God wants to promote you. God wants to even extend your influence. Because that is who God is. God hears our prayers. You know, 2 weeks ago, we celebrated our 20th year anniversary po ng wife ko. We're 20 years married. And, you know, I think 2-3 years ago, I've been praying for this, Lord, on our 20th, I want to make it something different. I want to surprise my wife. I want to make it so memorable for her and for both of us. And then since that time and even last year, I started to pray, Lord, of course, binigyan din ako ng wisdom ni Lord to syempre, save for it. You know, medyo magbawas, magtipid, just for this anniversary. Last year, I had the privilege to go to Guam. That was my layover po. From Chicago, yun po yung layover ko sa Guam. And then, that was 18 hours layover. So, meron po ako na-meet, first time ko po na-meet, pinakilala din sa akin. Then, tinur niya po ako sa Guam. Grabe po yung Guam. Ang ganda po ng Guam. And there was a one spot, maybe some of you here, you're familiar. Meron po doon isang tourist spot na Two Lovers Point. And then, pinasyal niya po ako doon. Grabe, ang ganda dito. Last year po, nagpa-picture po ako doon. Sabi ko, Lord, on our 20th anniversary, I'm praying that I'm gonna bring my wife here. And then last year po yon, by this time, mga ganitong time din po yon. Doon po ako halos nag-spend ng early Christmas po. And then, of course, 1 year, lumipas po ang isang taon, ito na po kami. So ito na po yung picture namin ng wife. Ito po yung Two Lovers Point doon sa Guam. And then, kasi pag uwi ko po sa Pilipinas, binibida ko sa kanya talaga, baby. Pag-prayan natin, mag-ipon tayo. Punta tayo ng Guam anniversary natin. And then, you know, God is good. God answered our prayers. But you know, the clincher is this. We were just praying for a treat from the Lord. Lord, gusto lang namin mag-travel kami mag-asawa. Pero hindi lang po yun pala ang pin-repair ni Lord sa amin. There was one time, kasi yung pinag-stayan po namin, hotel, and then siguro a few meters po, puro beach po kasi doon eh. Nandun po kami, syempre naghahabulan po kami ng asawa ko. Nagbabasaan po kami ng tubig. So nandun lang po kami, napipicture kami. Then there was this old lady passing by. And her name is Pramila. She's a Hindu, but she's now living in Guam. And then nagkikwentuhan po kami, in-engage ko lang po because she was looking at us and in-engage ko lang po, "Oy, kumusta ka?" Kumusta talaga, you know? Tinagalog. And then, "Hey, how are you? So, you know, we're from the Philippines." Sabi kong ganun, "We're just visiting for our anniversary." "Oh, good for you." Sabi niya ganun. So habang nagkikwentuhan po kami, tinanong ko po siya, "By the way, what's your religion?" You know, I wanted to engage her with the gospel. Then sabi niya po ganun, "I'm a Hindu." Ah, okay. So ito na po yung opportunity ko to preach the gospel. Then I was able to preach the gospel. Ito po, kinunan po kami ng asawa ko. Then I did the God test. Then I was preaching the gospel as if like parang antagal na po namin magkasama. And then after that, I prayed for her. Then I took us. Actually, nakalimutan ko mag-selfie. Naglalakad siya. Hinabol ko pa siya. Pramila! So nag-selfie pa po kami. But you know, after that, we realized probably this is a treat for us from the Lord. But definitely, God has something more in His mind for us. And this is the privilege of sharing the good news even to the person that you don't know. I was able to preach the gospel to her. And I thank God because this is an experience. Ito po yung sinasabi natin, ito lang yung gusto mo pero ibibigay sa'yo ni Lord, mas matindi. Meron pang plano ang Panginoon sa atin. You know, that is actually what God is telling Zechariah and Elizabeth. God hears your prayers. It doesn't matter if that would take you maybe 5-10 years or maybe 10 taon mo na pinagpe-pray yan, hindi mo pa rin nakikita, but you know what, I'm telling you, God hears our prayers. Pinapakinggan po ng Panginoon ang panalangin natin. You know, let me just continue. You know, when we naalala ko lang din po yung mga, you know, it's so amazing that it's so easy for us to forget yung mga pinagpe-pray po natin na binigay ng Panginoon. You know, minsan po tayo, fallen nature po talaga natin. Minsan nag-grumble tayo, nagre-reklamo tayo kay Lord. Lord, ang tagal naman nito, ang tagal naman ng promotion ko. Lord, ang tagal naman nung makapunta kami sa ibang bansa. Lord, ang tagal naman na umayos yung relationship namin. Nag-grumble tayo, pero nakakalimutan natin yung mga answered prayers ng Panginoon sa atin. Yung mga minsan, meron tayong mga hindi pinagpe-pray, pero binibigay ni Lord. Uy, Lord, hindi ko pinag-pray yun, pero binigay ni Lord. Minsan, we are magnifying what we don't have instead of magnifying what we did have in the sight of God. Meron po tayo sa Panginoon. And that is why we need to understand that there's more for us. Minsan, di ba, pinagpe-pray mo lang, Lord, makapag-share lang ako ng isa, makapag one-to-one lang ako ng isa. Eh, hindi. Baka naman plano sa'yo ni Lord, makapag-share ka sa buong office nyo. O buong klase mo, o buong, pag may reunion kayo, lalo na this Christmas, makapag-share ka. Baka naman pinagpe-pray mo, isa lang, pero may plano pala ang Panginoon sa'yo. You know, God hears our prayers. But let me continue. This is very interesting. In verse 18, Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this?" Now, this is very, very interesting. Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this?" How many of you would say this is a valid question? If you are waiting for so long, then all of a sudden, an angel of the Lord will appear and you would ask, "Lord, ngayon pa? Matanda na kami? Barren yung asawa ko, ngayon pa kami magkakaanak. Ngayon pa nasasabihin mo that the Lord has heard our prayers. How can I be sure of this?" I don't know about you, but I can relate with Zechariah. There are times that I ask God, "Lord, paano mangyayari yun? Posible pa ba? Makikita ko pa ba?" And I'm telling you, until now, I've been praying for something na until now po, hindi ko pa nakikita. And there are times that I was asking God, "Lord, pwede pa bang mangyari? How can I be sure of this?" And that's a valid question. "Lord, magkakabalikan pa ba kami mag-asawa? Nasira na yung pamilya namin, nagkanya-kanya na kaming buhay. Lord, magkakaanak pa ba talaga kami?" Nagpa-check kami sa doktor, sabi ng doktor, "It's impossible." "Lord, maayos pa ba yung relasyon ko sa tatay ko?" Where in fact, "I don't really love hanging out with him." How can I be sure of this, that indeed you are hearing my prayers? How can I be sure of this? You know, the clincher is this. Zechariah said, I am an old man and my wife is well in years. And then in verse 19, very interesting, the angel answered, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. It means to say, Gabriel was telling Zechariah, you know what, I do not just follow God's Twitter account or Instagram or Facebook account. I stand in the presence of God. I don't just retweet his tweetable tweets or quotable quotes. I was there when God pronounced that you will bear a son. I was there. It's not just a hearsay. I was there. Now you're asking me, you're asking God, how shall this happen? How can I be sure of this? And then the angel said, verse 19, the angel answered, I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And then in verse 20, and now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens. So it means to say, Zechariah was deaf. Zechariah was mute for 9 long months. Why? It says here, because you did not believe my words. You know, that is something that we need to think again. Lord, when was the last time I doubted your capability? Lord, when was the last time I doubted your promise to me? I was leaning on towards this fear. I did not even recognize your promises to me. When was the last time that you doubted that God loves you so much? When was the last time that you doubted that, Lord, is it still possible? Will my wife still love me? Will my children still respect me? Will I still go back to school? Will I still have this promotion? Will we still have this wonderful family once again? When was the last time that you trusted the Lord and tell God, Lord, no matter what happens, I believe that you are highly involved in my situation and I still believe that you hear my prayers. Now, I'm telling you, it doesn't mean that you don't see your answers to your prayers. It doesn't mean that God doesn't hear your prayers. He might be silent at this time, but I'm telling you, He's hearing your prayers. Your pain, your longing, your disappointments, your discouragements, God is involved in your situation. But the question is, will you believe God? Will you believe that God is for you and never against you? Will you believe that God sent His Son so that you will be assured of eternal life? He did not just save you, but He wants to bless you. Hindi lang po namatay ang Panginoon sa atin para lang po mapalaya tayo sa kasalanan natin. Pero para din po mapagpala tayo ang buhay natin. At hindi lang po tayo, but in the whole family that we have. You know, Zechariah wasn't able to speak, wasn't able to hear because he doubted God. And that was a time of discipline in his life. My prayer today is that we will realize, Lord, I might be impatient today. Lord, atat lang siguro ako ngayon. Sobrang hindi lang ako talaga makapaghintay. But you know, God is telling you, God loves you so much. You're always in His mind. Ni minsan, hindi ka nawala sa isipan ng Panginoon. In fact, the Bible says, God watches us over us when we are sleeping. Pinagmamasdan po tayo ng Panginoon habang tayo'y natutulog. Ganun po ka-involved ang Panginoon sa buhay natin. Bago man tayo matulog, pagkagising natin, when we pray, God hears our prayers. And that is who God is. You know, let me say this. Believe and never doubt that God has His best intention for us. God has His best intention for you and for me. The reason probably you're not getting what you are praying for, I want to tell you today, God has His best intention for you. Mas maganda po ang plano ng Panginoon sa buhay mo, sa buhay ko, kaysa sa iniisip natin na maganda para sa buhay natin. Because He's sovereign. He knows everything. Can you say amen? Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for indeed you are a big God. You are a wonderful God. You are amazing. Lord, even your word says, who are we that you are mindful of us? Lord, sino po ba naman kami, Panginoon? Lord, from the time that you encountered us, from the time that you showed your love towards us, Lord, until this time, Lord, you're still showing how you care, how you embrace us, how you comfort us, Lord. Even in the midst of pain, even in the midst of fear. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would touch our heart today, God, to listen. Not just to hear, but listen to you. That you have the best intention for us, Lord. That may we never waver in unbelief. That may we never go into that fear, but Lord, we will always cling on to your promises, God, for you are a faithful God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I'd like to pray for some of us here while everyone's eyes is closed, no one's looking around, bow your heads. You know, if you are here today and somehow you've been praying, Lord, I've been praying for restoration of our family, of the relationship of our family. Lord, it's been years. But Lord, I'm still hanging on to your promise. You know, if you are praying for restoration of your family, all across this place, you're believing, Lord, magkaayos na kami ng wife ko, ng asawa ko, mga anak ko, kami, relatives namin. Would you stretch out your hand to heaven? I want to stand with you in prayer. And believe God that God will heal every broken relationship in your family. If that's you, pwede mo po bang itaas ang kamay mo? I would just like to stand with you in faith and prayer. You're believing God for restoration. Yes, thank you, Lord God. Lord, you see these hands, Lord. You see, Lord, our situation right now. Lord, we are not perfect. There are people that we hurt. Most of the time, Lord God, yung mga kapamilya pa namin. Nasasaktan kami ng mga kapamilya namin. But Lord, we believe, we pray. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word, God, that you are the Savior of our household. And therefore, I believe, God, that there will be restoration, there will be peace, and there will be joy among your children, Lord God. Their families, Lord. I pray, God, for restoration. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Would you put down your hands? Another group of people I want to pray. If you are believing for financial breakthrough, you know, somehow there's fear. Lord, hindi na ako bumabata, pero Lord, I'm believing na, Lord, magkakaroon ako ng savings, magkakaroon ako ng investment, I can be a blessing, but Lord, I'm believing for financial breakthrough. Personally, even sa family. If you are that person, would you raise up your hand? I want to pray for you. I want to pray with you. Just raise up your hand. You're believing God. You're holding on to God's promises that indeed you are blessed. Lord, you see these hands, Lord God. You see the hands of your children. Lord, you said in your word, God, that we are blessed beyond the curse. You said in your word, God, that you will never let your children beg for bread. And Lord, you are pleased with your children. And God, I pray, I declare, God, among your people, God, who's believing for financial breakthrough, Lord God, even before the end of this year, they will meet you. Lord, every need will be met. Lord God, I pray, Father, for your abundance to overflow their families, their personal life, in Jesus' name. God, I ask, Lord God, I pray, I believe that, Lord, they are blessed as they come in, and they will be blessed as they go out. They will be the lender, never a borrower, God. And they will be the head and never the tail. And thank you, Jesus, because your promises are true. And Lord, we will indeed be blessed. Thank you, Lord God. And we claim it by faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Would you put down your hands? Another group of people, anyone here, you're married and you are believing for a child. You're believing for children, if you may. Meron po ba dito mag-asawa? Naniniwala ka na, Lord, naniniwala kami for children. Meron po ba? Okay, wala. Thank you, Lord. So lahat po tayo dito, pinagpala po ng Panginoon. You know, one last thing, if you're believing for healing, I want to pray for healing for some of you here. If you are sick right now, you know, God wants to heal you. Would you stretch out your hand to heaven? I want to pray for you. Lord, I pray, Lord God, for my brothers and sisters, God, for your complete healing upon them. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we cast out any fear. We cast out any doubt. We cast out any unbelief. But we pray and we believe, Lord, that we are healed from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. We are healed in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord God, because you are the God who performs miracles. Even in our midst, even in our time today, we are healed and we declare it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.